Well, we're pleased to be joined here once again by Peace River MLA Dan Williams. Always a number of things happening in the Peace River constituency recently. Appreciate you taking the time to join us here.
Very happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, one of the things I want to talk about today is there's been a lot of talk recently about agricultural conditions in the province, you know, with the heat we've had recently. And, you know, you drive around some of the fields around the constituency, not a whole lot of moisture out there. But when it comes to supporting sort of the agriculture sector in this part of the province here, what kinds of things is the province looking to do for that?
Well, obviously, agriculture is an incredibly important part of our economy across the province, particularly the agri-foods industry in Peace Country. This is really the breadbasket of the north. We have a unique climate here, and sometimes we run into difficulties when it comes to the weather. I've talked to Minister of Environment Jason Nixon to change the weather. He's not in charge of that. He says go to a different office. But it is important, in all seriousness, that we support our farmers. They put food on our plates across not only our province, but the whole country and around the world. So Minister of Agriculture Devin Dreeshan has taken a number of initiatives to make sure that we're supporting our farmers in this time, and it's important that we reach out to them as much as possible.
And I think it's especially important to consider that over the last year or so with the pandemic, you know, that kind of disrupted a number of different sort of industries out there, but the agriculture sector is really kind of the one that was able to still kind of operate somewhat normally as well. Do you think that's sort of especially important considering how they kind of propped up a lot of other things over the region over the last year or so that we kind of help out them as well?
Well, it's not just over the last year. Agriculture has been the backbone of our economy. Before there was any oil and gas, and before we had an established forestry industry, it was agriculture that broke this land. It's always been the backbone. It's important for us to recognize in our economy that just because there are, you know, different ups and downs, and we're going to see boom busts with different commodities, that's inevitable, that's part of the market. Agriculture has been there, and I was very happy to see that we had incredible prices in the market when we looked at canola this last year. Huge opportunity for many of our farmers, and we started off with a good year. Now, granted, we are concerned about the temperatures now and the heat that comes with that, but there's a good chance that we can save that. I was just driving from High Level down to Peace River, passing through Manning. And they got more rain again. So we're optimistic that we're going to end up in, with a good year when it comes to crops, and we'll see how that comes in the end. But of course, the government's going to be there to make sure we keep supporting with the programs that we have.
Another topic that's been kind of popular in the region is about rural health care and some different things happening there. I was talking with Health Minister Tyler Shandro last week. The province did make an announcement recently of expanding the number of beds available in continuing care centers, and High Level was a part of that announcement as well. What do you think this is, how important this is for the region here?
I think it's incredibly important that we keep supporting continuing care beds. It is really the backbone of the way many, especially of our elderly, but many of our constituents access health care. So we're seeing 25 new beds coming to High Level, and that's just one part of a larger strategy looking and focusing at how to improve rural health care. This government understands, just like we were talking about a moment ago, agriculture, but forestry, oil and gas, these are industries that drive our entire economy. Those office towers in Edmonton and Calgary, they're filled with folks that are there because oil and gas, agriculture, forestry are natural resources that we've been gifted with, are developed responsibly in places like Peace Country. So we understand that we have to invest in our communities. And that's why we're looking at all sorts of important investments. We have another announcement coming up on the listening tour. Minister Shandro is going to be in Peace River next week. And we'll be making another announcement made into rural hospital, over $2 million here in our town of Peace River. A number of other investments across the province, especially when it comes to rural health care. It's something I'm very proud that I've championed, and I'm very proud that some of these projects have been just languishing, waiting for years and years, especially under the previous government. We didn't get the attention we deserved. It seemed as though it would go to large centers, often looking at, you know, super labs in Edmonton, looking for more jobs there. Instead, what we're looking at now are concrete, meaningful, life-saving, life-altering access to health care in rural communities like our own.
Now, the topic that's been big across the country recently is the residential school sites and some of the research and discoveries that have been happening there. And I remember talking with Indigenous Relations Minister Rick Wilson about this topic a few weeks ago. The province does have that grant out for groups to get involved in different sites, and there are a few of them in this constituency. Have any groups reached out to your office in terms of getting stuff done on that front here?
Well, I haven't spoken directly with any communities that are looking for that, but I know that this grant is available. Like you said, $8 million was granted so that different communities can do research into grave sites, former Indian residential schools, to see if there are any remains there. It's an important part of what the Truth and Reconciliation Commission decided and recommended, and this government's happy to support as much as we can the need of those folks. Obviously, what happened under a number of different governments in collaboration with the churches was a tragedy, a true tragedy, and ultimately it is important for us as Albertans, Canadians, and as communities to focus on the importance of family. So tearing families apart like that, I think, is a true tragedy. And something that that we need to do our part to help look at how the healing can happen.
And finally, whenever we have a political guest join us, we always like to go a little bit into this personal side of things. And I noticed recently, Dan, that you had a little new addition to your family recently. Why don't you got to tell us what happened there?
Yeah, I had very little to do with it by comparison to my wife, though I did my part. My wife gave birth to our little boy, our firstborn, Ben, just a few 2 weeks ago today, really. So I'm incredibly proud to be a new father, and I'm doing my best to sort of stay on both tracks of doing my job, my responsibility that I have to all my constituents, but also my new responsibility, which I'm very proud to have. And boy, it's given me less sleep than I thought, to my new son. So, I'm excited. It's a very good summer. Not only is it the greatest summer ever now, with everything open again, everyone can feel like they can interact. I mean, baby Ben met his grandfather the other day. I'm just so glad to be living normal life again. And, you know, the gift of a new son, a gift from God, such a beautiful way for me to celebrate this summer.
Well, I'll let you get back to being a family man here. Dan Williams, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Kyle. Always happy to be with you.